tells you, I think we should just move on from this, and you still have stuff to say, that sucks. I think that's happening to somebody who we're very familiar with.
Yeah, her name's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And she's saying that about Taylor Swift. She needs to move on. That was a bad Kim Kardashian trying to do Taylor Swift. She needs to move on. Okay, anyway. Kim Kardashian is so over Taylor Swift, you guys.
How over is she?
Oh, my God. Thank you for playing by the rules. She is so over Taylor Swift's feud, and she wants Taylor to just move on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the game show.
Oh, we're playing. I'm like, why are you? It's not that time yet. Yeah. But yeah, no, let's get Kim Kardashian.
You started to wiggle around. You liked it.
I love it. Dun, 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 dun. Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift on Match Game this afternoon. Wouldn't that be amazing? But yeah. You know, this is what I think is happening. Let me just cut to the chase. I think Kim Kardashian is doing what Taylor Swift is kind of doing.
Yeah.
In her own universe. So sure. You have these two titans of pop culture. I'm going to treat them as that. We're not talking about human beings at this point.
No.
Because what's actually going on between them, I think, is sad. And I think that adults can figure this out. They're well-resourced adults. And mostly I'm talking to Kim Kardashian. She needs to just move on herself. But insofar as they are both brands and, you know, trying to get the world's attention and trying to sell some stuff.
Yeah.
This, it seems like there's an epic battle happening, and truly Taylor Swift is winning the war,
right?
With her latest single, well, not single, but latest track from her album, Thank You, Amy, wherein she essentially calls out Kim Kardashian for being a big ass bully and saying basically, even her daughter likes Taylor's music. So good luck to you.
I get the last laugh because your kid came home and you did a video to Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and that was about you. She didn't know it was about her mom.
So Taylor Swift did that.
Yeah.
And quite well, I think. It was also a pretty bold move.
I was like, dang.
Right? I mean, she's calling her. But then Kim Kardashian is now doing the thing that she does for her brand, which is to talk out of the side of her mouth through sources to people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she specifically has said. And again, when I see a story in People like this, I'm like, somebody connected to Kim is talking about this.
Yeah.
This is not just like Us Weekly going, Kimberly Kardashian was sitting on her duff and picking her nose one day and said, I got an opinion about Taylor. No, yeah. Somebody is actually talking to people and said, she's over it. She thinks Taylor should move on. Kardashian doesn't get why Taylor keeps harping on it. It's literally been years. And I'm like, okay, so you're doing the PR cleanup here. We also saw her on Kimmel trying to look like she's fun and not that weird.
Right.
We talked about that yesterday. So she's in an all-out attempt to kind of do damage control,
like,
right?
Don't look over here. Look over here.
Exactly. But also the idea that she's going to shame Taylor Swift into shutting up about her. I think that's a losing strategy. What do you think?
I think it is a losing strategy. I think that the best thing for her to do, if it's just disingenuous and kind of crappy to tell someone, you just like to blame them for dragging up the past and being petty whenever you've never apologized or admitted that you did something wrong.
Yeah.
That's what she would like to have. Not because she's like, nobody can. But this was a traumatic, you know, what she went through in the experience is different than what Kim went through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because her experience was awful. And Kim kind of was just, you know.
Well, Kim was also the older, the adulter.
Yeah.
In this
and she was also doing bad things with Kanye. So if you want to blame your ex-husband who had really bad ideas and intentions with the whole thing.
Well, and if I were going to put my Yeezy, I'm sorry, I just saw Yeezy because it's near the story we're talking about. If I put my Kim Kardashian, or I should say, if I put my PR hat on for Kim Kardashian in this story, my BDE PR hat, which, by the way, we need to order some more hats because people keep asking them for it or asking us for them.
Yeah.
I would say to her, the easiest way to get out from under this PR disaster, because you look like the b-hole in this scenario. the best way out of it is to do a bold, upfront, on the record, face-to-face interview with someone about that whole period and like own it and apologize for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's gonna, if you really want Taylor to move on, you're the one that needs to move on.
Yeah, you need
by
to
fixing the problem.
Yes.
And then Taylor, if she continues to talk about it or write songs about it, people will be like, okay, Taylor, maybe you're done now. Maybe you've done enough of this. So put her in that position instead of reacting to, you know, what Taylor's doing.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's kind of, you know, it shows the maturity in Taylor to sing about it, tell us all about it. And then the whole point of the song is like, thank you, Kim, because I wouldn't be where I am now without you, because the anger she had in those moments that she's like, while you were, you know, sitting around doing this, I was making plans.
Yeah.
I was making plans to be the biggest star ever, kind of to spite you. It kind of fueled her. She already has inherently really good work ethic.
Yeah.
But she thought,
I think a little bit of that is like some artistic license, because I don't think Taylor really is that, was probably that. I mean, maybe she was. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I think she understands how to tell it like it is in song, in a way, because the song is just amazing, period.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's not like it has to be totally true or totally on point, but she has definitely drawn her line in the sand as to where she sits in this PR battle. And I think she's winning. And I think Kim, if she wants to sort of resolve the matter or keep herself from looking like a bigger b-hole.
Yeah, truly. And also, since she mentions like your daughter, blah, 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 she's talking about North.
Yeah.
And North has her own social media presence. And so we need to teach North not to troll Taylor Swift, because she has in the past. Like, that's the thing that I was most like shocked by, is that Kim is not saying, don't do this.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of allowed to run amok as an 11-year-old on Instagram. It's like, oh no, we need to teach her to be a better person.
Mike,
I've been listening to that song a lot lately because it's fun. I'm getting into it. But the whole line about in the local paper, you keep writing headlines laughing at each little baby step I take. Mm-hmm. Well, who's got the direct line to TMZ writing headlines?
Kim Kardashian. Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's Kris Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a good song. And it builds up, like you said, the maturity builds up, because the first two choruses, it's F you, Amy. Yeah. And then the final chorus is when she drops, thank you, Amy. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of that.
See, it's like she knows how to tell a story. And Kim Kardashian needs to tell a story, because if you're Kim, you've got Kanye as an excuse.
Yeah, please.
Throw him under the bus.
He's terrible.
Like, I mean, just use it. It's a moment you can use. And I sound real, you know, like it's all about what's on the outside. But in this particular case, we are talking about the PR war. We're not talking about like what's actually right, because if we're talking about what's actually right, they need to go go have coffee and figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
sure,
if you really care about it, I don't think you do. I think you care more about how you look in the, you know, public, because it's, you know, what makes you money. Okay,
exactly,
Dawn, I want to talk about Yeezy porn. So maybe we can talk about that in the next segment. I also want to tell you how a story from Christina Applegate made me never want to eat a salad that somebody else has made ever again.
Oh, no.
So I'll tell you that, and we'll get to Yeezy porn when we come back right here on My Talk.
Hi, talkers. Are you looking for a home right now? You've probably noticed all the for sale signs out there. And just as you get on the internet to try to figure out, ooh, I might want that house, the sale sign is gone because people are snapping them up left and right. Well, if you have David on your side from First Equity Mortgage, he will help you get into that home, help you buy a home in this market that is pretty competitive right now, especially if you've ever felt intimidated or unsure about what you're signing or what the process is. Oh, it's such a relief to talk to him. He will explain everything, and he prides himself on keeping you informed. He's always answering your questions and texts and phone calls. So Call David if you need to buy a home because he is the best one in the business to get you there. And if you're thinking about refinancing, we did that a couple of years ago and it was a great experience. So call David and his team, 763-251-8000 or my talk keyword, David.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I really think there's a lack of porn in this world. And I'm so glad that Kanye is going to get in on the porn scene. That's the word on the street. He's going to launch his own porn studio.
Okay. Good for him.
He's hooked up with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband. Well, not hooked up. Oh, no, maybe. His name is Mike Mose. And he's going to help because he is a porn producer. This is his new venture with Yeezy Entertainment. He's been kicking around the idea and for a while, and now he seems like he's really dead set on doing this. This is his new thing to focus on, and we might see it as soon as this summer.
What?
All I want in this is for him to call it Sleazy. Because that's funny to me. Because
Yeezy
and Sleazy.
All right, yes. Sleazy porn.
Yes. Now, the lifestyle also, of a rapper.
Also, I want zero, any part of this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a fun fantasy world where, yeah, in the videos, there's all kinds of sexy girls and sexy things going on. I'm not complaining about that. Express yourself in an artistic way. But I would argue that this is the lowest of the low for him.
Oh, I think he could get lower.
You think he could lower?
Just wait. I think we're headed in that direction.
Will Bianca
that's
be
probably
a part
their,
of this?
That's a good name for them.
Bianca.
Relationship name, Bianca.
Oh my gosh, yes. We don't know if she's going to be involved.
No, I hope not.
But
I mean, again, I just don't feel like he's very good at business ventures.
No.
At all. Much less do we even, like, we don't even need to get into the porn or into the idea of what.
What does that actually look like?
It's weird because this is the same guy who was holding church service.
Yeah.
And like trying to build
maybe
a compound in Montana that was all religious and kind of culty.
Maybe it'll be like, religious porn. I don't know. I mean, he's kind of one of those people that's like, I'm going to push all the buttons.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. I don't think there's a big need for this, and it just... I just think that it makes him look even...
sleazier.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of rumors in the blind items about OnlyFans, and obviously the way Bianca Censori usually dresses out in public, it's a nice, easy transition. Maybe this is their example of kind of talking about, okay, rather than giving a huge chunk of money over to OnlyFans, how can we make our own version or our own platform where we can...
Yeah.
I could see
find
that.
A way to sell sex.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to have other people backing much of what he does, period, in business. So he's going to have to do it on his own.
Right.
Because nobody really seems to want to be that involved with him.
I wouldn't.
Right?
No.
No thanks.
Especially in business.
Do you ever eat salad?
I do. I eat it a lot.
Do you eat salads that other people make for you?
Rarely, unless I'm at a restaurant.
Yeah, but you've been at a restaurant before and gotten a salad.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story that'll make you never want to order a salad.
Uh-oh.
Because my good friend, Christina Applegate, and I call her my good friend because I loved her in that show. Dead to Me. Such a great show. If you haven't watched it, the series is over. But I think there are three seasons, if I remember correctly, that we were treated to. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful series about friendship. Oddly, because it revolves around murder. I won't give any spoilers. But she graphically detailed a recent bout of something called sapovirus.
I'm
not going to get real specific.
Okay.
Because it's real. Let's just say
you get sick.
She had to buy adult diapers.
What?
For herself.
Oh.
And I didn't know that that was a thing.
Oh, she already has MS, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, it got even worse because she woke up one night at 3 a.m. covered in her own filth.
No.
And she didn't know what happened. And she's like, look, that is traumatic. Period, but having to do it with MS is even worse.
Oh.
And so she was talking about that. Well, long story short, she found out that she ended up getting the sapovirus. And this, by the way, was also at a time when she had to deal with COVID because somebody like, I don't know, it sounds like somebody in her life ended up getting COVID and then she got it and it was the first time she got it and it was a hot mess express. So she was on a journey. But the moral of the story is, in the midst of all this, she had to take a test down there. Like a poopy test.
Oh, no.
And she said it kind of grossed her out so much. She kind of had like an issue like Mike with blood.
Yeah, where
she got sick and then she barfed.
Yeah.
So just imagine all of these things. Poor and she can't keep things in or out. And so, but long story short, they diagnosed her with the sapovirus, which apparently it comes when, and I'm not going to tell you why, you can figure it out on your own. If you were to eat a salad, because that's where she thinks she got it from, where somebody wasn't clean when they were making the salad. And by not clean, I mean like they had maybe just gone to the bathroom.
Gross!
And didn't wash their hands.
God, what are they doing?
And the whole thing, I'm like reading every detail of this, like, tell me more. Because in my head, I'm thinking, I get so weirded out with salads for some reason, and I don't know why. Like, you give me a burger, I don't think you've been digging anywhere and touching my burger. But the minute I see a salad, I think...
Is it because you're touching tongs that they touched?
No, I imagine somebody in the back ain't using tongs to make my salad. They're using their fingers.
Oh.
I think there's just something about... Maybe because we're so conditioned to like salmonella, but that would be chicken, but sometimes spinach, right? There's something about salad that makes me think like I'm going to get sick if people didn't. Because I guess cooked food, cook.
It's cold and uncooked.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
So like if you've been digging around places, you got an itch.
You keep doing that. He acts like he's like digging like a little squirrel.
Well, people get an itch and I worked in a bakery in high school. I'm here to tell you, people dig in places and they don't wash their hands.
Help us, Jesus.
Oh, look. We got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yes.
Don't eat salad. She ate a takeout salad. It had things on it, and she had to go to the bathroom in her own bed. We'll be back. I'm never eating salad again.
Hey guys, Bradley here for my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy-efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
My second debit card stolen in the last month.
Oh, God.
Yep. I just realized it last night. I just got a new card, Bradley.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
When you say stolen, you mean the physical card or your number was taken and you had unannounced charges or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
The physical card I still have.
Got it.
And I had the last physical card as well.
Got it. So you're saying somebody got your number
mm-hmm.
and was able to charge some stuff. And now this is the second time in how long?
A month.
A month?
Yeah.
What? What is going on?
I don't know, but I'm not happy about it.
I can imagine.
I just changed all my things, you know, how that can be a pain in the butt.
Like you had payments and stuff set up?
Automatic payments.
Oh,
and then you're like, okay, I gotta, you know, some websites don't make it easy for you to change it. It's like, why is this should be easier?
I have lots of questions, but tell me like where you want to go because
okay.
I have questions like, how did you find out?
Okay. I found out because last night I was looking at my bank account and I'm watching every penny right now.
Yeah.
Because
well,
you know,
everybody should be, but yeah.
Sometimes in the past, though, I haven't, and I'm sure, you know, it's like they could have been stealing from me a lot longer.
But
I
now
guess.
You're on to them.
Now I'm on to them, and I saw this charge for $59.49 from this weird company that I've never used before, which is like a software, antivirus software service. And I know for sure I never used it. Then I started digging around online and putting in the name of it. And a lot of people are like, I've never used this. Why? And they're trying to get me a refund on their site, but I never made a charge. I'm like, I would never even deal with them. I'm just going to go straight call my bank, which I did at 11:36 p.m.
Okay. That was the first time?
This was the second time last night.
All right.
Okay. So this is the first charge, but I can't figure out, like, it's just, I haven't had this number for very long. So I start going back through, where have I been? You know, and talking to the woman online, the very nice woman at my bank, she said, well, we have some thoughts on this, that if you're going to fast food restaurants, that it seems like card numbers are being stolen by... If you hand them your card, you don't see it for a while, and they have their phone camera out, and they just take a picture real quick of it, and then,
oh, wow.
You know, that's how...
Getting real Nancy Drew on this.
I'm like, oh, well, I don't really go to fast food places, so I don't think it's
have
that.
Have you been to fast food? I mean, in the last month,
no.
You can look at it. I mean, this should be a pretty straightforward thing.
Exactly.
We can look at all the transactions from the last month. Have you gone anywhere to present your card physically?
Mm.
You don't have to tell us where, but...
Not at any fast food places.
Anywhere where somebody could... Because, you know, they have those things. You know, what do they call those things?
Skimmers?
Skimmers, yeah.
The only place that I've been... That's consistent with the last... I go to the same place to get gas.
Okay,
and
well,
on Monday, interestingly enough, I tried to get gas at the pump, and I tapped on the thing, because I just like to tap that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they can't skim that way, I don't
yeah.
think.
So it only would give me one green light, and it wouldn't go through. I tapped it three times. I'm like, what's going on? So then it's like, insert your card in the reader. So I did, and it wouldn't read it, but it almost did. Like three green lights went up. And so I tried that like three times, and it never went through. And so then I just pulled around to another pump. Did I go in and tell the guy, hey, your pump's being weird? No. And I wish I would have, because the very next day, now this has been stolen.
Okay.
And it's the only place I can think of that this could have happened. So yes, I'm being a Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
But how do I don't want to go be a Karen and go in there and go, have you had any trouble with pump 5?
You could. Why not? I mean, it's not going to help you.
Because I don't think they would admit it.
Yeah.
You know?
Do they tell you what to do? Like, because I try to use my card as little as possible. My physical card. I like to use my phone.
Yes.
For everything now, which I don't know that that's any better, because maybe they can suck your card info from your phone. For all I know, there's like an app that's like downloading my phone numbers or my
credit card
numbers. What was the first way that this happened? How did you figure out what did they steal?
Well, I started getting charges from like, it was all over the place. It was like a place here, and then it was a place in Ohio, and then it was a place from Sweden. I'm like, whoa, they've now sold my number. I feel like there's some dark web stuff going on here.
Oh, sure. Do you get those reports from your bank? Like, it'll say, like, your number has appeared in the dark web.
Well,
I always hate when I see that because I'm like, well, what can I do about it? I can't go in there and take my stuff back.
I know. So they definitely, they reversed all the charges, thank goodness.
Good. And gave you a new number.
They gave me a new number. But now I'm like, how did this number get stolen as well?
Yeah, that's because really frustrating.
The only other place I had it where someone could access the physical card and look at it is here at work.
Well,
I leave my piece unattended. I leave my purse unattended. But there's no way that someone here at
work. Mike is looking down at the floor uncomfortably.
No, nothing.
Anyway, I don't think anyone around here is digging in my purse.
No.
But you never know when somebody's weird like that, you know? These things can happen. You never suspect.
Something tells me it's not Hubbard, but
I don't think it is. But, you know, when your mind goes crazy, because this drove me crazy last night. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to sleep.
What's interesting is I always just assume, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, I know that I'm getting really suspicious and, you know, what's the word? Like overly, you know, I got caught up in a weird thing about car insurance, like an insurance scam.
Oh,
not really. I didn't really get caught up in it, but somebody was like calling me and talking about like, oh, we need to come out. Your car was in an accident. And my client, you know, it was like this. Essentially, I had just had an actual accident. This was years ago. Had an accident. And then all of a sudden I started getting contacted by an insurance agent who said that their client had been in an accident with my car. And so they needed to get my info. And come to find out, it was because I thought, oh, well, maybe that's some sort of leftover stuff from that accident.
Yeah.
But there was nobody. It wasn't a situation where anybody else's car was damaged. So I didn't understand. And every time I would call back this number, they would put me on hold and say that person wasn't there, but he'll call me back. And then I would get another call back. But nothing would ever happen. And I was like, this is just a scam. And I don't know. But you know how you get that feeling where you're like I know I'm in the middle of something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's kind of a scary place.
Yeah. What I'm saying is I know that because you're already predisposed because of the previous thing, like it's not a fun place to be in.
How are they having access to me? How could this happen twice? And the only thing I can think of is like, I always go to the same gas station.
Well,
maybe
that would
that's
be
where
my first.
Stolen it first.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know that there's so many worse things that are happening in this world. It's just really frustrating whenever you just changed all your numbers.
Oh, God. That is the most frustrating thing
and
in
then,
the whole wide world.
Now I don't have access really to anything because I am waiting for the new card and it'll be like 7 business days.
Yeah.
So what I did, even though she shut down the number, I didn't know if any pending things were going to come through. So I just transferred everything to my savings account.
Mm.
So.
Well, good luck. If you were going to do anything, I would maybe just let the gas station know, hey, you're the only place I've used my card physically and my card physically was taken. Yeah. Although I don't know how that works, like on the dark web, how they would have gotten your number. Other
I think
than
people collect numbers and then they sell them.
No, I'm saying if it wasn't that physical thing,
oh, yeah.
I don't know how else they would have gotten it.
Yeah, exactly. It had to have been my physical card. I think I'm going to take Mike's advice.
Which is?
Mike?
Straight cash, homie.
He does everything in cash.
Okay.
As Randy Moss once said, straight cash, homie.
I do not. I will say I never use my debit card for anything.
You don't?
Zero.
Same.
Because you're a points person on your credit card.
Well, yes. And I also don't want somebody to get a hold of my bank account. I'm paranoid. Because then, like you, what will happen is your account gets frozen and then you don't have access to your cash. So what I will do is I only charge on my credit card what I'm going to pay that month.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying other things. You know what I mean?
You're
not
just
charging
that thing out all the time.
No.
And traditionally, credit card also has better fraud protection over your debit card situation.
Yeah, which I have had to use because we have had like fraudulent charges before or had issues with people that charged us unnecessarily and then they didn't want to reverse the charges. But the bank, anyway, I'm not saying that's what you have to do. I'm just saying like I am also afraid of like all of a sudden not having access to my cash.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some advice from the lady on the phone. She was very nice. She's like, I don't take my card out of my house.
Yeah, I know.
It's
either.
In my Apple Pay.
Well, that's
Pay.
Not true. It's on my Apple Pay.
It's in my Apple Pay. Yeah. I just use my phone and I don't hand my card to anyone ever. She's like super paranoid. And I'm like, good, tell me these things. Yeah. I was like, thank you for telling me. You know, I'm a little bit just too trusting, I think.
And no, so, I mean, no, it just happens.
Yeah. It's also a good way to, I don't know, if you're like me and you need to sometimes have a little motivation not to stop at a fast food place. Yeah. I'm just like, if I don't have the money in my pocket, like cash money or coin to pay for whatever I'm going to get, then I probably don't need it.
Do you carry cash with you, Dawn?
I have emergency cash, like just $20.
Yeah. They always just say, I mean, I didn't for years carry cash with me. And then Jamie just got me in the habit because he's a big cash person too.
Yeah.
And so now I try to do the same thing, like not really because of fraud or anything like that, but I don't want to use my debit. In fact, it's so funny because I can't tell you how many times I've gone, you know, like when you go on vacation, I want to take cash out. So I have cash on my thing that I put my credit card in the ATM to get cash out and it doesn't work because it's a different, you know, because if you do it with your credit card, that's a cash advance.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
A high interest
but
rate.
Like, it's a different PIN number for my debit. And I always forget, like, oh, you have to have your debit card, you ding-a-ling.
Oh, man. No. Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope.
I'm going to start writing checks like Donna Valentine does. Why?
Zero. Cash.
Cash. But with all of these bills I have.
They could steal your check and steal your info. Because that's got your account number on it, too.
Yeah.
All right. Fingers crossed that...
I'm just going to trade everything now.
There okay, barter.
Yeah.
I got some jam.
Yeah.
If you ever need anything, we can barter with jam.
Okay, great.
I bought some gold from Costco, so if you need to...
Did you get a bar?
No, I didn't.
I've been trying to look for one of those. I just want one.
I just wanted to be like, oh, it's actually chocolate inside.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd buy those bars.
Yeah.
When we come back, Mike's got a game. We're going to play it. When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Thank you to Mike for always being so great about thinking up a new game for us to play at the end of our show. It's time for Game Show Roulette.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Let us spin the wheel and find out what game show we are going to play today for Game Show Roulette. The wheel is spinning. It's filled with game shows, past and present. And, where's it going to stop? Where's it going to stop?
Cock-a-boo.
Nope.
No.
Wait, America Says.
America Says. You're getting really good at these themes. One of the most popular games right now, America Says. It's on GSN. And, we're going to be doing a little America Says. This is kind of like... call it kind of one part match game, one part family feud.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a question. There's going to be three answers. I'm going to give you the first letter for those three answers.
Oh, I love this. We haven't done this in a while.
We haven't. You've got an opportunity to answer all three and get 3 points. If you miss any of them, then you
have to die.
No, it won't be that extreme. Come on now. Then your opponent will get a chance to steal whatever you missed. So
with
again,
cannonball.
You should really think about what you're most confident in when you hear the question and you see or you hear the letters that they're possibly going to be starting with. It's all very simple. Let's play. I'm flipping a coin. It is Wednesday. Call it in the air. Dawn?
Tails.
It's still flipping. It's still flipping. It is tails. Oh. Would you like question A or B?
A, Bob.
You're going to go with A.
Sure.
All right. You're going to start it off then. Answer as many as you can. Again, start with the ones you're most confident in.
Okay.
The number one website my spouse visits every day is blank. Now, I'm going to give you the letters. One of the answers starts with F, one starts with A, one starts with R. The number one website my spouse visits every day, and you need to answer what you think you're most confident in. Top three answers are F, starting with A, starting with R.
Okay.
So out of those three answers, which one are you most confident in and what do you want to guess?
Amazon.
Is the A Amazon?
Good
it absolutely
guess,
is.
Dawn.
Okay.
Point for you. There's still an R and there's still an F.
I'll try R Reddit.
Is the R Reddit? It is.
Woo!
Can you complete the clean sweep with all three?
Is F Facebook?
If F is Facebook,
oh
it is
God.
A clean sweep. It is all three points going to Dawn.
Yeah.
Nicely
Good
done.
Job.
You got the first
Even
one.
I should
you
be rooting against you. You're terrible. Don't do it. Lose.
By the way, we have two rounds, and then if it comes down to the tiebreaker, if we need the tiebreaker, we'll just try to get the top answer.
I was waiting
two.
For a P.
Four.
I don't know.
Born Dan.
Sitting on their
couch. Oh, wait, no. That one is appropriate, too, but...
Why to look for Porn Dan. Porn.
All right, Bradley, I'm glad you got this one, because I get to say a word that I like saying that you and I both say, and it makes a lot of people mad.
Oh.
My favorite Italian food...
Yeah!
...that isn't pasta is what?
Okay.
So my favorite Italian food that isn't pasta is what? One starts with P, one starts with T, and one starts with C. Again, this is all from the actual game America Says. You can, I think, watch it on GSN. My favorite Italian food that isn't pasta is what? One starts with P, one starts with T, one starts with C. What do you got for me, Bradley?
I would like to take the P first, Bob.
You can take the P first. What do you think the P is?
I'll take the P first. Pizza.
Absolutely. It's pizza. You got that point. How about the T and the C?
Is the C cannoli?
Ravioli. Holy cannoli. Yes.
Oh.
And
cannoli is correct there. How about the T?
Tortellini.
Tortellini. If it's tortellini, you got the clean sweep. Is it tortellini? It is not. Dawn, you got a chance to steal and take a 4-2. Don't give anything. Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, you got a chance to steal this point, Dawn. Can you name the remaining T for my favorite Italian food is, besides pasta, is what? What do you think the T is?
Tuscan chicken.
No.
What do you think?
Turkey tetrazzini. Come on now.
It's a guess. You're just stealing. It's okay. You can't hold one. Need an answer.
Tripe.
Tripe.
Yeah, that good old Italian tripe.
Tiramisu is the answer. The tea that you guys are missing.
I love it.
So with that, Bradley, you are trailing 2 points to 3 points. Dawn, you got 3. Bradley, because you're trailing, you get to choose A or B for round 2.
I always go Bebop.
You always go Bebop. All right, Bebop. B it is. Again, try to get as many of these as you can. There's 3 options on the board, on the table. America Says, our game show today for Game Show Roulette. You might want to join what club when you retire? There's a C, there's a G, and there's a P. You might want to join what club when you retire? Answers start with G, one starts with C, one starts with P. Let's see how you can do.
I'm going to say P is pickleball.
Pickleball. Is P pickleball? Yes, it is. It's all tied up. 3-3.
I have a C.
You got a C and a G.
A C and a G.
A club you might want to join once you retire.
I'm going to say the G is... Goo goo gaga. Google. I'm talking it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
club you might want to join when you retire? So far you got the P, which is pickleball. There's still a G and a C.
Canasta.
All right. If it's the C, the Canasta Club. No, sorry, it's not.
I wrote down
my. Well, Dawn, you've got a chance to steal here. Okay. Good thing you took that away from me. You could potentially steal 2 points here. There's a G and there's a C. Name a club you want to join when you retire.
I think golf is
G.
Yeah,
that's exactly what came to my mind.
Is golf the G? It's actually kind of ironic that you said that, because the C is country club. For the golf.
Too fancy for me.
I'm saving my money for medical stuff.
The G, by the way.
Hold on. Wait. Oh. Yeah. Leave it to Dawn.
So we still got the G on the table, a card that, club that you might want to join when you retire. I was also surprised card club wasn't there, like you said, with Canasta.
But, craps.
Gardening.
Crafts club.
Gardening
club.
Gardening.
That was up there. All right, so Dawn, this means the table is set. You each have 3 points.
Okay.
All you need to do is get one correct, and you will be our winner today. If you fail to get one of these correct, we'll go to the tiebreaker.
I can steal, though, right?
You could. Oh, that's right. You could potentially steal. That's right. So if Dawn gets one and you get two, we could actually have ourselves you with a comeback win.
Reversal of fortune.
Yeah. All right, let's find out. There's still plenty of time left, plenty of things to be determined here, but right now it's tied up 3-3. Here we go, Dawn.
Yeah.
What is something that twins share? Something that twins share. One of the answers start with C, one starts with B, one starts with P. Something that twins share. A C, a P, and a B. If you get two, you seal the victory. Something that twins share.
Are we talking about identical twins, or does it matter?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters, but yes, okay, we're talking about, like, you know, sibling twins, like twins that way. We're not talking about the Minnesota Twins.
Okay, good.
Yep. Any answer? C, P.
Parents.
You're going to go with P. You think the P is parents?
Yeah.
It is. You got parents. You're up to 4 points. Ooh. Okay, there's still 2 points that can
be... get both of these wrong, please.
If you get one of these right, you will seal the victory, Dawn. A C and a B. Something twins share.
A bed.
A bed? Is the B bed? It is not. Bradley, if you get these two, you're going to steal the victory. C and B.
I'm going to start with the one I think I know better than the other.
What's that?
B for birthday.
It's absolutely birthday. 4-4. Good now, if you get the C right, you're going to win. Otherwise, we need to do a quick tiebreaker. What do you got?
Do they share chromosomes?
You're going to say chromosomes?
Yeah.
It is not. The correct answer was clothes.
Oh, clothes. Aww. I was like, don't they have the same DNA?
Quickly, I need you both to give me an answer. What is something you'd find in a church? Both give me an answer.
Okay.
We don't have time. Just
Bible.
Say you're going to say Bible. Dawn, what are you going to say?
Altar.
Altar was the number three answer. She comes back and gets a tie-breaking win.
You are
nicely
amazing.
Done.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for making me go to church.
They didn't.
And
do that.
Mike for creating the game, and Brad for being a loser.
Wow. It's not the first time I've been thanked for being a loser. Good afternoon, dear audience, and thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Up next, Lori and Julia. Until then, America. Bye.
Bye.